This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IBCDating.com, where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Today, my guest is Coach Catherine, and we're going to be talking about the top 10 online dating myths. But first, I want to tell you about Coach Catherine. She's devoted her life to the pursuit of love and romance, not just for herself, but for the millions of single people who want love in their lives. Catherine coaches singles worldwide and teaches them seminars and workshops to help people empower themselves and empower themselves to find love and happiness. Coach Catherine assists you to live the life you love with the love of your life. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We are talking about the top 10 online dating myths, and Coach Catherine has some really great information to share with us. So I just want to dig right in. What's our number one online dating myth?
Number one is, I don't need help meeting people. Well, my guess is people are not lined up at your door waiting to date, right? So we need every available tool, person, support group that we can to find people so that we can find that perfect match. And using the tool of online dating is a perfect way to be able to sort through millions of singles and find that one perfect match.
So really, they should look at online dating as a tool, not an indictment on their personality.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that you stop looking, you know, for people around you, but ask your friends. Let people know that you're looking for love. Get online. Don't be shy about it. If that's what you want in your life, use this wonderful tool of online dating to find that one special person for you.
Okay. Number two.
Number two, the internet is not safe.
That's a big one.
That's a big one, and it's interesting because, you know, who's on the internet is a slice of the population. So they're pretty much saying, you know, the world is not safe. Well, maybe that's the way they look at it, but you've got to be smart, you've got to use common sense and be safe online. But you know what? It's interesting because online you can sort through, you can email, you can even talk on the phone, and people never know your personal information. When you decide that it's a good match or someone you want to date, then and only then do you give out that information. So it's actually safer than being in a club and having some guy follow you. Online dating sites have built layers and layers of software into the tool to make sure that you are safe when you're talking to people online.
And we just probably need to use common sense, just like the precautions we would take on a new person we met in person. We do the same thing online.
Exactly. You know, and that common sense is about finding inconsistencies in what they're saying or hesitancies and, you know, checking it out. But bottom line is, do not give out your personal information until you're ready to do that. And so it's actually safer online than it is not.
Okay. Number three.
Number three, online dating is for losers. This is a very old myth. And years ago, we started with the personal ads in newspapers. And then when the online dating took on, now there are just incredible quality, successful, intelligent people who are online because they're too busy. They have fabulous lives, but they know they want someone in their life, and so they're using online dating as a way of finding a fabulous person for them.
And all through history, busy people have used some other tool to help them find a mate. And just maybe in the year 2006, online is a great tool for busy people.
Exactly. There's a lot of professional, intelligent people out there.
Great. Okay, number four.
Number four, I meet people all the time. Well, yes, that's great, but think of how many millions of people you can actually meet online very quickly, very easily. It's a terrific tool. You can filter through. You can figure out what it is that you want and, you know, how close in terms of location they are to you, and you can then email those people.
And you can be as specific as you want when you're doing online dating.
Yes, and a lot of these online dating sites are getting extremely specific in terms of how you can pick those people that have those characteristics that you're looking for.
Because I know on IBCDating.com, we specialize in multicultural relationships, so people who are open to meeting people around the world, this is the place for them, but there's niches for everybody, probably.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, let's go on to number five.
Number five, I'm not desperate. Well, neither are the people that are online. They're busy. They're wanting a larger pool to choose from. You know, you might have a great person that's only 10 miles away from where you live, but you'll never meet them necessarily if you're just out and about. But if they're online, it's very easy to find them.
Oh.
And again, it's for the busy people who are looking for a larger pool to date from and to find their mate from.
And maybe you just don't want to date from the small pool that you're in all the time. And so how do you meet other people? You've got to do something to get out there.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to get out there. And one way to do that is by getting online.
Okay. Number six.
Number six, I'm too old to date online. This myth has absolutely been blown away in these last couple of years. The largest growth in demographics is for the over 40 group. There are more and more people that are getting online that are in their 40s and 50s. Bottom line is you're never too old to find love. And many people, even seniors, are out there finding love online. It's a great venue for that.
Are you finding that people over 40 are much more clear about what they want?
Yes. And, you know, it's a couple of reasons. Number one, it's because they've had enough life experiences, so they're beginning to get very clear. Number two, I think a lot of people over 40 are just done with the games and realizing that's not getting them what they need. They now know what they want, and they're going for it. And online is a great place for them to do that.
And they're being very successful with it, huh?
They are, right. Those that are saying, you know what, I'm on my quest to find love, and I'm going to use this tool, they're very successful.
Okay, number eight. Oh, I'm sorry, number seven.
Number seven. I won't meet anyone online who shares my interest.
Ah.
This one just cracks me up because I teach a lot of online dating classes, and I teach one that's up close and personal where people can actually go and sit down at the computer, and I have a photographer there, and when they leave, they are online dating. And one gal was dragged there by her neighbor, and I could see she really didn't want to be there. And I said, well, why don't you just start by browsing while we're setting up for the photographer? And so she's out there browsing, and she's getting very specific on her filters, and all of a sudden she just jumps up and she says, oh, my God, this one's perfect. How do I get started? He was within 5 miles of her house, had every single thing that she was looking for, and he was just dreamy. And then she couldn't wait to get online and get started so she could email him.
Wow. So she was just ready to go. She, just for 5 minutes of being on there, just fooling around, she found what she was finding.
Exactly. And you know what? That's a really good way to get started. You don't have to create your profile first. Get out there and do some searching. And trust me, that will get you excited about getting online, signing up, and quickly getting a profile there so that you can email these people.
Okay.
Because it's just very easy to find someone with those interests and those characteristics that you're looking for.
Okay, number eight.
Number eight, I'll only meet liars. Well, you know, some people do exaggerate in their profiles, and that's a shame because, trust me, they'll get busted if you meet them in person, right? If they put up a picture that's maybe 6 years old or even their neighbor's picture, which I hear about on occasion. But the bottom line is you need to be smart and have common sense about anybody that you're talking to, whether you're in person or at the grocery store or at work or if you're online. And, you know, you've got to think about that law of attraction as well. If you're stuck on only meeting liars, then maybe that's something that you need to look at for yourself. Maybe you have issues around trust. Maybe this is something that you want to look at for yourself first.
Now, is this something that you help people with in terms of getting themselves prepared to really have a relationship and looking through those issues?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because if people come to me and on a scale of 1 to 10, they consider themselves a 5, but they're looking to date a 10, my response is, I can get you a date with a 5, but you want to get a 10, there's going to be some work here.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I recommend is that they stop and they do the work so that they can become the best they are, and then they will attract someone of a higher quality, and they'll feel better about that because they'll be a better person themselves. It really is that law of attraction. You know, if you don't like the people that you're hanging out with, guess what? That's how you are. You need to increase who you are first. And then go back out there and see who you attract.
Okay. Number nine.
Number nine, I'm not ready for a relationship. You know, the great thing about online dating is that you can be very clear if you're just looking for an activity partner, you're looking to date, you're looking for long-term, you're looking for marriage. Be clear, be upfront about it. There are a lot of people who are just looking for activity partners.
And I think people don't think about that for online dating, that, you know, you can find somebody who's into bowling and into doing things with you.
Exactly. And, you know, the bottom line is you need to take the time to get to know someone anyway. So if you're in a really big hurry to get married, you need to think about, well, how do I create that friendship first and then? But, you know, people can put right on their profiles what they're looking for. And if you're not looking to get married, be sure you're very specific and just say, I'm looking to date. And if you just got out of a long-term relationship, I suggest you do a little dating. And the best place to do that is online and then work into a long-term relationship if that's what you're wanting.
Okay. And number 10.
Number 10, online dating costs too much. This one is a huge myth because if you add up how much money people spend on coffee in a month, it's way more than what it costs in a month to be online. Online dating is one of the most inexpensive ways to meet the most amount of people in a very short time. It's very inexpensive. And if you sign up for a matchmaker, it's 100 times more expensive than online dating. The only time online dating gets expensive is if you sign up and you pay and then you never use it.
Now, are people really signing up and then not using the benefits of their online service?
Some people do. They get nervous or, you know, they'll put it off. They think they have to get their profile on there first instead of getting excited about just doing searches. And 6 months later, they haven't even used the tool. Well, then it's expensive, but anything that you don't use is expensive, right?
That's right.
So I recommend you get in there, do some browsing first, and then get your profile going, and then sign up, because then you're going to be excited. You've already seen who's out there. You want to meet someone, and that's going to get you motivated to get online.
Okay. I wanted to touch on something, go back a little bit, because you talked about the class that you give and how you get their photo ready and you help them with their profile. Let's talk about photos, because a lot of times I see photos that are just, you know, guys have just used their webcam, and it's sort of that sleepy morning, bad lighting photo.
It makes their whole face look elongated, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, don't do that, right? Get a professional photographer to take your picture, because your picture is your two-second first impression online. People are only browsing pictures, usually in the slideshow format, and a lot of singles will spend so much time working on their profile, and yet no one's going to see it if your picture isn't something that draws them in.
Okay.
So let me give you some tips on pictures, okay? First of all, it's only you in the picture. You don't get to bring your dogs, your kids, your golf club.
Your three cats.
Your three cats, right. And you don't get to bring your hat or your sunglasses,
okay.
Right? That's hiding behind something. So it's just the headshot so that you can show up and people can really see who you are. And then you want to make sure you are looking straight into the camera with both eyes. Because now what happens is you create that Mona Lisa eye where no matter where that person is looking on the screen, you're looking at them.
Okay.
And what do we do when people are looking at us?
We look back.
We look back, right. So you will constantly be in their, you know, their radar screen, and, oh, look at this person. So first thing, look in the camera. Have a nice smile, not over the top where you're just busting out laughing, because then it looks like there's something going on and the people are feeling left out.
Okay, no, so no Cheshire cat smile.
No, no, no. Tone it down just a bit, right?
Okay.
And then lean forward, because when you're leaning forward, that's the body language that says, I'm very interested in getting to know you. I'm focused on you. People like that, and they get that feeling. And then tilt your head just a bit.
Okay, to the right or to the left? Or
doesn't matter. Just tilt. That brings up all of those warm, fuzzy feelings, because when we were little babies and we were being nursed or bottle fed and we looked up at mom's head, it was tilted to us.
Oh, wow. I never knew that. Okay.
Yes, and so it's kind of that, you know, subconscious way of pulling out some feelings that you want people to have when they look at your photo. You look way more approachable, kind, and it brings out things that they don't even know is going on with them in that moment. And then here's the thing. If it's a woman, make sure you have your hands up touching yourself in the picture. If you're a guy, do not do this. Okay?
Okay.
Guys, don't be touching yourself. But when you, the woman needs to be touching her chin or just the lower side of her face or her neck or somewhere, you know, in that headshot that makes her appear touchable and approachable.
Okay.
Don't have the hand high up on the face where it looks like you're scrutinizing them. Okay. Draw it down a little bit, maybe resting on the chin or touching your neck. That's what guys love because they're imagining themselves touching you, and you look touchable and approachable.
Wow, that is a great tip.
Yeah, and it works because guys don't even know what hits them when they look at that, right?
Okay. And when you help people really compose their picture correctly, do you see like a really tremendous increase on responses?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, you have to have a picture. That's going to increase your amount of people looking at you by, 14, 18 times. And then if the picture is professionally done but doesn't look overly made up, absolutely, it's going to increase. And it's going to be who you are coming through. And so what you want to do is make sure that a person of the opposite sex, if that's who you're looking for, looks at your picture and gives you an honest opinion of it. Don't have your girlfriends look at it because they're going to, oh, you look so cute. Well, that's not what you're looking for. You want to attract the opposite sex or you want to attract a different pool. Okay, so have those people evaluate. And make sure that you're wearing the color of your eyes, especially if you have some blue eyes or hazel eyes or green eyes, because that'll make your eyes really pop, you know, where they can really focus on your eyes. And if you have really darker eyes, then wear your blush tone. Wear rust or reds or magentas, those colors, so that you look really healthy and really approachable.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Those were some really great tips. And believe me, I can tell people don't know this.
Yeah, it's kind of, you can see them and you're thinking, what are they thinking, right? And I just had a fellow last night that I was looking at his profile with him, and he had this very casual photo that I could tell was professionally done, but it was just phenomenal. And what he had done was he's sitting on the couch with his leg crossed over, and his arm was on the back of the couch. It looked extremely inviting for a woman to just come right into that photo and sit down next to him.
Wow.
Very well done.
Very well done. Okay. Mm-hmm. And good lighting and all that good stuff to go with and all the other tips.
Absolutely. Good lighting. No shadows on your face.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Coach Catherine. Is that www.makingloveworkforyou. It's Making Love Work, the number 4 and the letter U. .com. And so if you need a profile makeover or you need to work out some issues, she's there for you. Is that right?
Absolutely. Call me.
Thank you so much. And thank you guys.
Thank
for
you.
Listening. This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IBCDating.com, creating multicultural relationships every day. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right. And I'll talk to you next time.